Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula says about Rabbi Yochanan that there's a possibility afilu meya tosim ba, that even 100 people could have a tfisat kiddushin, right, in a woman. So first they have to explain this. Different explanations. We're going to go through this a bit in the Gemara, and then we'll come back and go through some of the Rishonim and say how they explain this. All right. So Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu meya tosim ba. V'chein Amar Rav Atzi Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu meya tosim ba. Amar Leiv Amar Mashar Shevrei Rav Ami Rav Atzi. Right, asav lecha taimo de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan's position. Says Shavin Hashem Kesharga Delivne. He made himself like a row of bricks. Dechol chad v'chad rav lechav reshavak. Right, that each one leaves over a space for its friend. What does it mean that when you pile bricks, when you stack bricks, or build a house out of bricks, you don't stack them straight up. You don't put them all on top of each other and straight, because otherwise they'll fall over. So what you do is you alternate the bricks so that you leave space, you know, on each one. So the same thing here, that each one left a little space, and then the next brick, and each one sits on top of the next brick. So the same thing here. Each kiddushin left over a portion, and that portion is what the next person is being mikdash. So therefore they can go until 100.
That's not consistent with the kiddushin.
Okay, very good. So that Tosfos asks your question, which is that we have to explain why before, for instance, we've had the Gemara said earlier on in the Masechta on Daf Zayin that you can't be Mekadesh Nisha L'chetziah, right? That you can't marry half a woman. No, that Kedushin is not effective at all. I mean, that it's either is Kedushin on the entire woman or there isn't Kedushin at all. So how do you hear of Chetzi Kedushin? So Tosfos over here, it's an interesting distinction, which he draws. Over there, the person's entire Kedushin was on half of the woman. He doesn't have any, his entire Kedushin did not reflect the entire woman, but just half the woman. Over here, the Kedushin is effective, but when he creates the Kedushin, he creates it over the entire woman. He just does it over a duration of time. It's over a period of time. That means that the Kedushin takes 30 days to become effective. Over the 30 days, the Kedushin gets bigger and bigger, or more and more. But when he made the statement of Kedushin, he meant the entire Kiddushin, the entire woman. Therefore, whatever is left over until the 30 days expires, that the other person is able to grab a hold of. That's the distinction that Tosfos writes. Now, Asav L'cha, what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan? So we'll see Rashi, first of all. Rashi explains that the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan cannot be that Rabbi Yochanan believes that it's a safek. Right? It cannot mean that it means a safek. Why? Because the lashon of tfisa means that he grabs a hold, means that each person has a hold in this woman. When it comes to a safek, we say either one or the other has the kiddushin. You don't say kulan tofsimba, because not everybody has tfisa in her. Each one, right, we have a safek whether he has the entirety of the kiddushin or zero of the kiddushin. Therefore, it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan believes there's a safek here. Rabbi Yochanan must believe that there is somehow, right, a tfisa, but each one of these individuals has a grab or a hold of this woman because of the kiddushin. Right? Then, what is the explanation, or how do you explain this shita of Rabbi Yochanan? So Tosfos gives a shot at it, and he says that the problem for Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to see in a second, that Rabbi Yochanan also mentions this by Gittin, and we're going to see why by Gittin and why by Kiddushin does it not work. So let's go, we'll read the Gemara inside about Kittut, about why it doesn't work by Gittin. I'll explain according to Rashi, and then we'll go back and see why Tosfos has difficulty with Rashi's interpretation. So where it says, we have a Meitiv Rav Chanina, Meyom Lachar Mita. Right, if you have we had this yesterday, right, they quoted from Gittin. The Gemara says that when you say, Meyom Lachar Mita, this get is effective from today. And after death, get vein or get. The Chachamim believed that it was a safek get. V'meit choleset velo mitzvah bemet. And if he dies, then there's chalitza and no evil. So Bishlam of the Rav Messiah is great for Rav, because it's basically the exact position of Rav. But this is safek. When you say Mayom and something else, the safek, whether you meant today is effective, plus is it t'nai, or is it a reversal of your position. So that's a safek. The Shmuel Nami, Shmuel can explain this, even though Shmuel believes Lashon always means a t'nai and condition. Over here Shmuel can explain it, Haimani Rabbanan hi. Right? There's a machlokas we saw yesterday between Rabbanan and Rabbi. Right? So Shmuel will say, I hold like the Rabbanan, and I disagree. Rabbi holds like Rabbi. This Mishnah, or this is, right, the Braisot that I hold like, or that it's a Tanai, is like Rabbi. So this Braisot explained to be Rabbanan. And my position is like Rabbi, who says that it is a Tanai. So he can explain it. But the problem is, what are we going to say? Anadami Karabi. Oh, the Rabbi Yochanan, how are you going to explain this Mishnah, right? Amar Shiura Havi, Kogita de Mishar Bevlo Klomo. We know already, and this is, I'll explain according to Rashi, we know from the Gemara in Gittin, that when you have a get, it has to be a kritut. a total, right, and complete severing of the relationship. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says when you do these lashonot, it leaves over something, then the get should be totally ineffective. If the get is ineffective, then what did the Gemara? Yeah, why isn't Yibum an option over here? Yibumei miyabim. Why doesn't this woman have the option of doing Yibum over here? Because the get is irrelevant. If the get is irrelevant, then she should have an option between Yibum or Chalitza. So Amar Rava, get lahotzi, umita lahotzi. Rava says, no, you know what? A get removes the relationship between the man and the woman, and death removes the relationship. Mashashir get, gmarto mita. Whatever the get left over, so yeah, he had a partial get, then misa completes it. Now of course, this is a Vayit's going to jump on, it's not a logical argument, because misa and get create different types of severing of the relationship. If he dies, then she can perform Yibum, or she must perform Yibum. And if there's a get, there is no Yibum. So you can't really compare the severing of the relationship from a get and Misa and put them in the same plane. So, by Amar Le'abai, Midomi, how can you compare these two cases, right? Get Motia Mishut Yabam. Get removes her from the possession of the Yabam. There is no Yibum then. Misa Machnesa Lushud Rah Yabam. And then death is what pushes her into the possession of the Yabam. Amar Le'abai offers an alternative explanation of how Rabbi Yochanan is going to deal with the this right time of my gezeira mishum hayom imeti, right? So there now, right? When you have say hayom imeti, how is it get, right? So that we're afraid over here that there are two different lashonot that we can talk about. We can talk about lashon of mayom ulachamita, or there's the other lashon of mayom imeti. So mayom imeti, it's pshita one. It's clear to us that it's nice. Right, it's a mehayom. The get is effective now. Imeti is a condition in the get. Right, so that is definitely a get. So now the Gemara says, so what's the gzeira here? What's the problem? So the problem is that when the person says mehayom ola achar mita, we're afraid, right, that if we say that mehayom achar mita is invalid and you don't have to give any get at all, people will come and say the same thing when it's mehayom imeti. Right, they'll confuse that by mehayom imeti, and they'll also say mehayom imeti she needs, right, no, right, she needs. She'll perform evil. But that's not true. Right? Why is that not true? Right? No, because Mayom Imeti is clearly a T'nai. It's a clear T'nai, it's a good get. So Yibum is not permitted at all by Mayom Imeti. So by, if we say by Yom Lachamita, right, that she needs nothing and she goes in and performs Yibum, we're going to have a fear that people will come along when it says Mayom Imeti and they also perform Yibum. And that'll be Yibum, but Makum get, and that's a Chiyu of Kares. So that we don't want to let. The Tachlos. So Mar says, well, if that's the case, so Nigzor Mayom Imeti, the Tachlos. Then, if that's a problem, why don't we make the gzera that mayom imeti should also get chalitza? Atu mayom ulachamita. Because what do we force by yom ulachamita? We say do chalitza, right, and not yibum. So if that's the case, why don't we say mayom imeti do chalitza so that people don't get confused when it's a yom ulachamita, right, that they don't perform yibum there, they perform chalitza. Where it says, imatar omer chaletzit mityabemet. Right, so a person will think if you do chalitza, they also do yibum. So where it says, hokanami. So that's also over here. So if that's the case, that you always fear that when you perform chalitza, there's a possibility that you'll do yibum, then how could you demand by a yom lachamitza to do chalitza? Right? Because then we're going to think you could do yibum as well. Right? It says, why not? The problem here is not that, truthfully, if by yom lachamitza, if you did perform yibum, it would be a good yibum because the get is totally invalid. The only reason we're saying to do chalitza mayom arachamitza is because we're worried about mayom, right, imeti. So because it's all gzera de chamim, truthfully, mina Torah, there could be yibum over here. So chashash de rabbonon hi. It's all just a chashash de rabbonon. So go over this again. If a person says, right, mayom imeti, from now, if I die, clearly it's nine. If that's the case, the get is effective. If the get is effective, then you cannot, right, you can't perform yibum, right? Anyway, the get is effective immediately. If it's nigh, residual t'nai here, there's nothing to talk about, no yibum in this case. Mayom al-achar mito, when you say mayom al-achar mito, now according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have no get. It's a zero. So that means there should be yibum over here, right? There should be yibum. So why don't we perform yibum over here? Why don't we perform yibum? Because we're afraid of mayom imeti. Right, mayom imeti, where there is no yibum because the get is a good get. So therefore, we say perform chalitza and not yibum. Perform chalitza, so we don't have the situation where people think, mayom al-machamita, you do yibum. Mayom imeti, also do yibum, which would be an iser kores. Then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, why don't we do in the verse also? Why don't we say that you have to have chalitza by yom imeti? so that people know by Yom HaMitzvah you also have to do Chalitza. Right? So the Gemara says, no, I'm afraid that if I tell people they can do Chalitza by Yom HaMitzvah, they'll also do Yibum. The Gemara says, well, why don't I have that Chashash by Yom HaMitzvah? If we're forcing her to do Chalitza, maybe she'll do Yibum. The Gemara says, okay, and if she does Yibum, how bad is that? Because that's what she really was supposed to do. She was supposed to do Yibum. The only reason we're saying do Chalitza is because we don't want you to confuse it with Mayom Imeti. So since we don't want you to confuse it, we say do Chalitza. But if you violated it and did Yibum anyway, it would have been a good Yibum. So leave it, you know, that we're willing to take that risk. That's fine. That's how Gemara ends according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I explained this according to Rashi. Rashi says the problem with the get according to Rabbi Yochanan is that there's a shiur. There's something left over in the get. If there's something left over in the get, there is no pritut. Right? So then, the Tosu says, right, that he doesn't think that this makes sense. Why? Because he says if that's the case, then you should have a problem with kiddushin. We have a hekesh between yitzia and havaya. A kiddushin and gitin all have what? The same dinim. So if you say that a shear in the get is invalid, then a shear in the kiddushin should have the same, right, lack of validity here or inability to create kiddushin when you have this leftover piece here. Now, Tosos explains it one way, and I'll give you some of the other Rishonim. Let's explain it. Kamen she'ani yachol gmar el achamita enu get. Deinu get achamita. So hu adin bi kiddushim. Emar yom achamita deinu mekadeshet. Tosos says this draws a distinction between the cases of kiddushin and the cases of Gitin. Because the way Rabbi Yochanan is establishing it is that the kiddushin or the get that you give actually is effective over a period of time. So he says, Mayom al-Achamita, the get is effective from today and it takes effect from now until you die. Problem is, when you die, you can't have a get. So by Gitin, it will be invalid because you can't generate Gitin, even if it's done over that period of time, you can't generate the piece that needs to be done in Achamita. By kiddushin, if you said a similar statement, it would be true also. If you said, Ma'om al-Achamita with Mitzkadesh, he would never have Kiddushin, because he can't have Kiddushin after Misa. But the cases that we've been using to make Kiddushin are cases where, what does he say? Ma'om al-Achayam ad-Yom. So he can create Kiddushin from today until 30 days, because he can effectively generate Kiddushin over that period of time, both in the beginning and the end. So because that's the case, therefore there will be a difference between Kiddushin and Gitin. Not because there's a difference in the din between Gitin and Kiddushin, but because the way we set up the case. Right? The case by Gitin, we say Mayom Lachamita, which would be true also by Kiddushin. If you said a similar thing by Kiddushin, it would fail also. But that's because just the cases by Gitin are all about Mayom Lachamita. Cases by Kiddushin are all Mayom Lachayamajom. So there, it would be effective, and by a get, if he was still alive, it would also be effective. If he used Mayom Lachayamajom, because you could give a get 30 days from now. So it has to do not with Gitin or Kiddushin necessarily, but it has to do with the period over which he's trying to, right, create the Kiddushin and Gitin. That's Tosu's answer. Tosu's Riyaz Zalkain disagrees. He says, like Rashi, there's a difference between Gitin and Kiddushin. But he explains because of Yochanan is one of the Amoraim who believes, right, that that he's willing to suspend the Hekesh of Havaya and Yitziyah. That we don't always make this comparison between Kiddushin and Gitin. We actually had this earlier in the Masechta. If you remember, Machlok is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about whether you say that there is a hekesh between Hayvaya and Yitziyah. And there, Rish Lakish, if you remember, he says he have a tzachok kakai. Right? He was screaming like a chicken that the din is at Yitziyah Hayvaya, and they passed against him nimnu begamro like Rabbi Yochanan. So over there, it's clear Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Yitziyah Hayvaya. So you see that in certain instances, Rabbi Yochanan does not draw that parallel. So therefore, there could be a distinct din, where Rabbi Yochanan will be there a difference in the din between Gidin and Kiddushin. Right? There will be such a distinction that could be drawn here, and therefore, you could have a din like Rashi suggests, which is by Gidin, the Shir would make the get invalid, but by Kiddushin, it would not make the Kiddushin necessarily invalid. Rashi from the Rizpah have to also speak about this, but I don't have time to deal with that now, but just give you a little flavor of the different interpretations over here. So, Lach, matayim zuz, that I will give you 200 zuz, arizim kudeshet, v'yitain. The kudushin is effective, and he has to give the additional 200. Amanat she'tein lach, mikan vad lamid yom, I'll give it to you in the next 30 days. Then, natan la b'tok shloshim kudeshet, if he fulfills the tenai, the condition gives it within 30 days, it works. V'mlav, einam kudeshet, if not, it's invalid. Amanat she'eshli matayim zuz, on the condition that I have 200 zuz, arizim kudeshet, v'yeshlo. It's a good kudushin as long as he has 200 zuz to his name. I'm not sure how much time zuz that I will show you 200 zuz. Harizim mekudeshet virela that he has to show it to her, right? Show her 200 zuz and it's good. Imhera al hashulchan ein mekudeshet. He shows her money that's on the table. It doesn't work. The Gemara will tell us what the chiddush is here. What was the havamin and what the chiddush is that the Gemara will get into. So Itmar, the Gemara wants to know, but who yitain? What does it mean, but who yitain? That he will give the money. Dima Rahuna Mar Behu Yitain. What does that mean? Behu Yitain means that the Kedushin are effective immediately. Alright, the Kedushin are effective now, and there's a tonight, there's a residual tonight that you must give the money in the future. So if you give the money in the future, the Mafreya, the Kedushin are effective from today. If you don't give the money, there is no Kedushin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Likashi Yitain. Once he gives her the money, the Kedushin become effective. I mean, they're not effective today. That it's not a tonight, this is part and parcel of the entire Kedushin. The Kedushin only become effective, right, at the moment that the entire payment is made. Not just the fruit of today, but an additional 200. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Behu Yitain Tanab. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's when he gives it, the Kedushin are effective from now because it's a condition. You can fulfill the condition, and the Kedushin were effective from today. When he gives it, it will become effective Kedushin. Over here, it will not be a Kedushin. What's the nafkamina between them? That if she accepted Kedushin from someone else in the interim, if it's a Tanai, then that Kedushin is not effective because the first person's Kedushin preceded. And it was effective immediately, or the mafrei retroactively, it'll be effective once he gives her the money. So he will be the one who's, right, who's nitkadesh to her. On the other hand, if you believe like of Yehuda, that is only effective later on, then the second guy's kedushin came first, and therefore he will be nitkadesh. So Rehuna lo avi kedushe, Rehuda avi kedushe. Okay, but not ami gabi gitin, we have an exact same mishnah by gitin. Ki I gavno. This is your get, but you must pay me 200 zuz. Again, the divorce is effective, and she must pay the money. The get is effective immediately, and she must give the money afterwards to make the get effective. No, the get is not effective until he gives the money to her. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a condition. If it's a condition, it means it's effective immediately. You just need to fulfill the condition. When she gives the money, then the get was effective from the day he gave it to her. Only when she gives the money is that that moment it becomes a get. But now, at this moment in time, it is not a get. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between them here? By gitin, ike benayu shnitkara get or shavad. If the get was ripped up or lost in the interim, Ravuna have a get. For Ravuna, it would be a get. Why? Because the get was effective immediately when he gave it to her. What happens to the get afterwards is irrelevant. As long as she pays the money, the get was effective before it was ever ripped up, before it ever was lost. Rav Yehuda lo avi get, Rav Yehuda won't be a get. Why? Because the get only becomes effective later on. And the get doesn't exist when it wants to become effective. When she pays the money later on, there is no get in existence. She can't be divorced without a get. The get is no longer there. Vitricha, why do we need to have this machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both by Kiddushin and by Gitin? Right,
if he doesn't give the money, or she doesn't give the money,
nothing happens. Right.
For how long?
Until they die. Yeah.
So it's an evasion until
she dies. Correct. If he dies, right, then it won't be effective. Right. Exactly. Tzricha, the ish meaning gabe kedushin. If you ask me about kedushin, b'hakam Rav Huna mishum to the krova kaati. Right. What about kedushin? What is she's trying to bring her closer? So he wanted to, the faster the better. I mean that he's trying to marry this girl, the faster the better. So Rav Huna says, then it's a tonight. If Kedushin are effective immediately, what's there? No reason to wait. Right? Then if the Kedushin are effective me and the rest of the tonight. About Girushin, the Rachoko Kaate, by Girushin, where she comes to divorce her, and maybe there's a chance, maybe mitzayis, maybe they can reconcile. There are reasons to believe that he wants to postpone the divorce as long as possible. Maybe over there, Eimei Motzei L'Rav Yehuda, over there, he'll agree to Rav Yehuda that the get is effective at the latest point of time rather than the nearest point of time. Vitmar Bahach, had I only had it by over there, by Gitin, we say it's effective immediately. Why? Because the guy's not embarrassed to get the money from her. She owes him the money. He divorced her, right? So he has no embarrassment about going to her and say, you owe me the money. Give me my money now, right? So then he will collect on it. So he's sam chadat. In his mind, he is so mechazdat that when he gives the get effective immediately, and he'll have the ability to collect the money later on. That is a tnai in the get, not that he has to wait for the get to be effective. She's embarrassed to claim the money from him, meaning that if she goes and gets married now, and then he doesn't pay her the money, she's going to be a little embarrassed to say, wait, where's that 200 zuz you said you were going to give me? You haven't given that to me yet. So there, she'll be embarrassed, and therefore, in a mother of Yehuda, she will not be so mechdak that until the full amount is paid to her, she won't be willing to have the marriage be complete. And he'll admit to Rabbi Yehuda's position that the marriage is postponed until the time that the money is paid. And now that it's effective immediately, so Tzricha, so Kamash Malon, that Rav Huna believes in both instances, the get is effective immediately or the kedushin are effective immediately, as long as the tnai is fulfilled. Even though you would have had a hamamim, if you had one or the other, each one would be in the other way. We say no. And this we had earlier in the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara said later on that it's only ksifa la milsa if he pays her a putan says I owe you 200. Right, then we said that she's going to not be embarrassed to make the claim because it's a large sum of money. Right. If he said 200 and gave 199 and there was one puta missing, there said we said it was ksifa la milsa and therefore she wouldn't be tamei das. So here, this is like that position, that when he gives a condition of 200, she's going to be strong enough to stand up and say, I want my money. The other point I would make here is that why does the Gemara use the same nafka mina for kedushin and gittin? Right? That's best. Why not? Over here, we say that the nafka mina is if the get is lost or ripped up. And over there, we said the kedushin, the difference is if someone else came and married her in the interim. So Tosfos says proves from here that Rabbi Yehuda's position, this is an interesting thing, he proves to me that Rabbi Yehuda's position is actually not like what we've been stating until this point. Until this point, we've made a clear distinction. We say that Rav Huna's position is that you're married effectively from this moment, right, retroactive. And Rabbi Yehuda's position is that the marriage is postponed until later, and not effective until that later date. It means it's meaningless until that later date. Tosfos proves from here that Rabbi Yehuda's position is really that it's a safek. That it's a safek, really, whether it's effective immediately or effective later. So if you say that, then the nafka mina will be different in all these instances. Because, but you could not say by a get, right, that, oh, maybe someone be mitkadesh in between, because the get, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a suffix get, it's a suffix get, right, and then the kedushin was not effective necessarily. And then also, by kedushin, you can't say...
It's a suffix get, which means that
she's still married.
Right.
And she might need a get from the second.
Might need a get, but you can't make a definitive statement about Rabbi Yehuda that she doesn't need a get. I mean, that's not enough, you can't say the nafka mina is... Does need a get, doesn't need a get. The nafka mina needs to get badai or needs to get, doesn't need a get, right, suffix. That, we're not willing to make that distinction. Ah, by kedushin, why don't we say by kedushin, what happens if the money's lost in between? There the Gemara says no, because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees and that even if the money is lost, that it's still a good kedushin. This we saw earlier in the Gemara, that when he gives the kedushin, even if the money's gone afterwards, it's effective because the money was not given in a milveh, it was not given as a pikadon, it was given the shame kedushin. And therefore, it can be, even if the money goes and is used in between, the kedushin are still effective later on when the money is not extant, it's not available anymore. That couldn't have been the nafka mina by kedushin. Therefore, the Gemara chose different nafka minos for gittin and kedushin because of those differences in the dinim. Alright, the Gemara says, Meitveh, Harizeh Giteich, Almanach didn't leave my 9 zuz. This is your guess on condition that you will give me 200 zuz. Apophation nitkara get, Osha Abadim, the get was torn up or lost, Harizeh Megureshet. Right, that is, she is divorced. But she may not marry another man until she fulfills her condition in the get. Because we're afraid if she doesn't fulfill the condition, then she will be married to the original guy, and then I'll have mamzerim from the second. So she said, don't marry anyone else until you fulfill your tnai. But in the meantime, the get is effective immediately. Who does this sound like? This is like Rav Huna. It's exactly like Rav Huna. Both times, you have another bright. Right, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Umate. And he dies. Not, not, ain't zukuka liyabam. If she gives the money after his death, right, then, ain't zukuka liyabam. Lo, not, not, zukuka liyabam. If she had given the money prior to his death, no requirement of yibam. If she didn't give the money before death, then the tnai was not mukuyam, that's what you asked, Shaul. Tnai's not mukuyam.
But she has a time frame to give that.
No, never any time frame in the tnai. So death is the only thing that can stop the tnai.
Oh, there's no time frame.
Right, so here, if she gave the money prior to his death, then she doesn't require evil.
Oh,
so we're going to get that. That's the next case in the Mishnah. We'll get to that later in the daf. So B'shimon Omer, notenet l'achiv, o l'aviv. She can give the money to his brother or his father, or l'chad min hakrovim, anyone who inherits him. She can give the money to the inheritor. So now, because that will still be effective if they're giving it to him. Why? Ad tan lo plige, they argue over here, B'shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakam, elo marks of a leave for the Yorshai. When a person says, give me money, he means to me or any of my inheritors. It means get money to my family. It doesn't mean to me necessarily, but it means me in the broader context of me. Right? From our side, I feel a little Yorshai. That when he says, leave below Yorshai, me and not my inheritors, and the other one, Rabbi Shimon Leblis, means even to my inheritors. I mean, that when I say give me money, do I mean literally to me? Or do I mean to me, to my family, to my inheritors? What does it mean? That's my focus over here. But they all agree, to Kuliyamami, it's Navi. Everybody agrees that it's a Tanai. It's just a question, until what point is the Tanai effective? Is the Tanai only effective until he dies? Or can the Tanai be effective even after his death? Again, these are both supportive of Rav Huna. These are both supportive of the Rav Yehuda. These are very strong questions against Rav Yehuda's position. So I'm going to call Rav Yehuda Amani Rabbi. Oh, the author of this mission is Rabbi. Why? Damar Rav Huna Amar Rabbi. We saw this in Gittin and earlier in Kedushin. Kol Amer Amanat. Gomer Akshav Dami. Whenever you say Amanat, when you put a Tanai, as a zip, he said Miakshav, that it's effective immediately. Uplige Rabbonon Alei, and the Rabbonon argue on this position of Rabbi, Vanag Zivikar Rabbonon, and I hold like the Rabbonon. So these Mishnayot, these Braitos, are all following Rabbi's position that whenever you put a condition of Amanat, it means Miakshav, and because of Miakshav, right, that changes, right, the status of what's going over here. Since that changes the status of what's happening here, that Me'akshav clearly works, right, then I don't have to explain myself in these Braitos, because these Braitos are all authored by Rabbi, who believes that Amanat means Me'akshav, and the Rabbanan disagree and say Amanat doesn't necessarily mean Me'akshav, and therefore I will hold like the Rabbanan, and these I won't have to hold like these Braitos necessarily, and I'll explain myself, right, and according to the Shita of Chachamim. Gufa. Amar Rabun, Amar Rabbi, Kolomer Amanat, Kolomer Akshav Damim. That's the statement of Rabbi. Amar Rabbi Zira, Ki Havina Bavel. When I was in Bavel, Hav Amrinan, Ha Amar Rabun, Amar Rabbi, Kolomer Amanat, Kolomer Akshav Damim, Pligi Rabban Aleh. When I was in Bavel, they always said that the Rabbanan argued on this position of Rabbi. Ki Salki Lahatam, when I went over there, meaning to Eretz Yisrael, I found Rabbi Asi, Diyoti, Bekarmala Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan. He said over in the name of Yochanan, Ha Kolmodim. Everybody agrees, Omer Amanat, Omer Machshav Dami. That even the Chachamim agree. When you say Amanat, it means Machshav. Lo Nechleku, the argument is, Ela Mehayom Olach Ramita. Their Machlokus, which we saw earlier, we brought the right earlier, that the Machlokus Rabbi and the Chachamim, when it comes to Mehayom Olach Ramita. So everybody agrees Amanat means Machshav. Machshav means immediate effective. Then we don't think it's a reversal, there is a condition. Right, whereas when we have Hamayom Lachamisa, there we have a suffix whether it means effective immediately, right? And the other condition is like, the part, other parts of Tanai. What do we say? But that it's a change in his mind. That's my focus between Rabbi and the Chacham. The Chacham says it's a suffix. Rabbi says it's Tanai, and it's not a problem at all. V'hatanya, and Hatanya means Minichusa. This is a price that supports this. Hamayom Lachamisa, which is what we just brought before. Get, say no get. Right, Divrei Chachamim. Right, that's a get. Veinu get. That's Chachamim say it's a safek. That's who, right? Rabbi Omer, kazeh get. This is definitely a get, and we see that the Machlokes Rabbi and Chachamim is by Mayom al Achamita, not May Achshav. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Rabbanat, Nami Plige. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that Chachamim and Rabbi argue about even Almanat. Then why does the Brice only bring the case of Mayom al Achamita? As the Miflei Mayom al Achamita, Niflei by Almanat. Why does the Brice only bring that case of Mayom Achamisa? Bring a case of Amanat and show that they argue there. It says, Ozoyacha Kofa the Rabbi. To show you the position, the strength of the position of Rabbi, that even Mayom Achamisa, Namayar Zeget, he thinks it's a Tanai. Not only is Amanat a Tanai, and he's considered Miyakshav, but even Mayom Achamisa is a Tanai. For him, it's effective immediately. So why says, Niflegay Mayom Amanat, Ozoyacha Kofa the Rabbanan. Argue on Amanat to show you the power of the Rabbanan, that they think that it's a suffix even when you say Miyakshav, or Mayamanat. Why not say that? I said, "Kachde Teiradi." If the one of Matir is always better, therefore we show the position of Rabbi. We wanted to highlight the position of Rabbi that even in Mayom Achamisa he believes that the Tanai, and when he believes it's the Tanai, it's effective immediately. Right? Amanat Shetein Lachem Mikan Vashloshim Yom. This is the question you guys were asking. What happens if there is a time frame in the Tanai? So Mar says, if you have 30-day time frame and you go over the 30 days, it fails. The Tanai fails. Mar says, "Pshita." Says, what's the question? If you give a condition, you fail the condition, then it shouldn't be effective. So Rashi says, Ma'od detein malav nahu. And when he says from today until 30 days, he's not really making a condition that it must be done by 30 days. It's ruzei kamar. But he's saying to himself, he's trying to push himself, make sure that it happens faster. So he says, gives 30 days as a time limit. Not to say that the time limit is a drop dead date, but rather it's a push date to get the people, it's a stretch goal to make sure that they get there. Rashi says, Mashma, no. That he says it, he means it, and he's got to get it there by the 30-day point. Amanat Yishli Matayim Zuz, right, that we said that he says, on condition that I have 200 Zuz, we said, if he has it, then he's married, if he doesn't have it, she's not married. But it says, Menicha Shema Yishlo, why don't we Choshesh, that maybe he has the money somewhere else, and we don't know. Maybe he has it in a bank account in Switzerland, and we don't know he has the money, and she's possibly married to this guy. We're Otanya, we have a Brice that says explicitly, Chashina Shema Yishlo, that if we're Choshesh, that maybe he has the money somewhere else. But it says, Lokasha, Habi Kibushay Badai, Habi Kibushay Sofit. True. Our Mishnah says that it's not Kiddushin. That means it's not Kiddushay Bada. That it's not a full-fledged Kiddushin. But the Braitos, and what we're talking about here, is that there is a Kiddushay Sofek here. We are Choshesh that the money exists somewhere else. But that's the Sofek. They're not fully married. And again, if someone else generated Kiddushin after that, we'd have a Sofek who she's married to. So that is a different status. That Kiddushin is a different status than when you say Kiddushay Bada. Our Mishnah was addressing Kiddushay Bada. It says no Kiddushin means no Kiddushin Bada. That doesn't mean that there is not still a safek. All right, my asherech, my time zuz, right? I will show you 200 zuz. Tana lo nitkav na elul harot mishalo. That means that he intends to show his own money. Right? That means that not that when he says, I'm going to show you money, doesn't mean he shows someone else's $200. Right? He shows his own money. He shows it on the table, not Mekudesh. Mark says, Pshita, of course, it's not his money on the Shulchan, so what's the question? A money changer over here. And a money changer has money on the table. So he says, that's my money. So the Gemara says, of course it's Pshita, that it's not his money. He's changing other people's money. That's not his money. So the Gemara says, no. Even a case where someone gave him money to invest. And they gave him money to invest, and he gets 50% of the return. Right? He gets a cut on the return. There we still say it's not his money. It's still the other person's money, and it's not really considered to be his money, and that will not be considered a fulfillment of the tnai. Okay, next Mishnah. Amanat sheishli beit kur afar. On condition that I have a beit kur of afar, meaning that I have a large plot of land. Right, a beit kur afar is something that is able to plant 30 sa'ah, right, and is a piece of land that is actually 50 amah on 1500 amah, right, that it's a 1500 amah by 50 amah gives you 30 kral, that's a big piece of land. Harizu mikudesh. So if he shows it to her, yeshlo, as long as he has it. I'm not sure if makom ploni that I have land in a certain location. If yeshlo boto makom mikudesh. If he has land there, it works. Vimlav ain't a mikudesh. If not, it doesn't work. I'm not sure if beit kurafar. On condition, I'll show you a beit kurafar. Is them mikudesh if he arena. He has to show it to her. Vimhera bibikain mikudesh. Shows her like out in a bunch of fields there, out in the valley. That's a beit kurafar. It doesn't qualify. It's got to be again his. So we're going to ask vineko shema yeshlo. So again, the same question we just had on our case before. Why don't we worry that maybe he has it somewhere else to land? And again, same problem that here Amish is addressing. Truthfully, there is a suffix if there, he has it. So why do I need two Mishnayot? One Mishnah tells the same din by money, and another Mishnah tells the din by land. People hide money. People secret away money in places that they don't know. If he has land, everybody knows. Land that doesn't move, everybody knows who owns the land. If he has land somewhere else, there would be a call. People would be aware of this. Kamash Milan, that even by land, we're choshesh that maybe he has land in a different location. And if I have land in a certain location, unless he has an allocation, it's only valid if he has it there. If not, no. Pshito. Of course. Well, that's what he said he was going to do. What do you care if the land is here or somewhere else? Ana tarchino maitina. I will bring you the produce. And if what are you worried about? Food? I'll bring you all the produce from there. I'll do all the extra work, and I'll make sure that the land gets it. So what do you care where the land is actually located? So the wife says, no. Kamash Milan, that's not true. We say that she has the ability to demand that the land be proximate to her. And she wants her husband around. He doesn't want her dragging the fruits back and forth from the further land. She says, I want the land to be here. Again, he's intending to show that it is his. When he says, I'm going to show you land, it doesn't mean someone else's land, it means my land. Again, the same case here. If he shows her something in the valley, it's not Mikudesh. Pshita, of course. In the valley, it's not his land. He's an arisa. He's a sharecropper on the land. So if he's a sharecropper on the land, he gets a percentage of the output of the land. So nevertheless, we don't say that that's his beit kur afar. When he's an arisa, he's still. He's a sharecropper. He's not the owner of the land, and that does not qualify to be the land. All right, let's stop over here.